Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great last weekend of March. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're about to roll into April, and let me tell you what, the winds are blowing, so it must be springtime in Texas.
It must be, yeah. Interesting weather.
We do, and to help us deal with the wind on the coast, as well as where we can find fish to catch, our buddy, Captain Tommy Kuntz, out of Matagorda, is going to be joining us. It's always fun to visit with Big Tommy. We call him the smartest coastal guide on the Texas coast.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
He has a degree from Rice University.
My goodness. Okay.
Played football at Rice way back in the day, and I can relate to.
Yeah.
And so, we'll be catching up with him. We've got some news. We've got some national news. We've got some state news. Got some news coming out of Austin. Y'all want to stick around for this. We may get a little ranty here coming up, but it is all good. And y'all do remember.
What?
That you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors.
Yes.
Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife. And the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And folks, yes, the show is going to smooth out a little bit. I will get my thoughts collected better, and hopefully it's not catching to Harold. But poor Bob on the other side of the glass, he's going, when we were heading into last break, he was going, where are you going? Yeah, I mean, you just see.
There was a hint where he threw his hands in the air.
Right. It's radio, and unfortunately, you know, we don't have a camera on us, so you can't see what craziness goes on. Speaking of craziness going on, what in the hell is going on in D.C.?
Oh.
Now, I mean, it's a feeding
frenzy, for one thing, is what it is.
It is anybody that voted for what is trying to lead this country, shame on you, shame on you, shame on you. We've got a mess in Texas, mm-hmm, that with the coronavirus, yep, You've got all these kids that are coming in.
Right.
Many of them are testing positive for COVID.
Sure.
I understand that they're going to the Dallas Convention Center. Quite honestly, I'm going, okay, they're going to the Dallas Convention Center to be housed, and the Dallas Safari Club convention is in January. Will it be resolved then, or will they go, sorry, folks, we're going to have to continue to use this for a government facility?
Right.
Here's something else.
We only got so much space, friends, you know. And I again, the sad case is I do not blame folks looking for a better life, but still it needs to be done properly.
The right way.
Like all the other people, all the other immigrants in this country that did it the right way.
Yeah.
It's not fair to them.
Well, and it goes, that is the immigration side.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what. Our first responders, game wardens, DPS, border patrol on the river is they're just being run ragged.
Well, you were saying last week's show things that you have found out because you spent a lot of time down on the border,
right?
But the newspapers there, the radio, TV stations there, stuff that's happening there that we don't hear about up in Houston or Dallas or Austin.
Well, and our friend John Sewell, the manager of Harris Ranch, that was a guest talking about fortified cottonseed Thursday morning on Fox News. John is being interviewed saying, and he's west of Uvalde. The ranch is on Uvalde, Kinney, and he responded and said, if you don't believe the problem, and this is coming across at Del Rio, okay, or Carrizo, he said, come see me, and I'll show you what they're doing. And that's just a travesty, and that's not even down at the valley, okay? And quite honestly, business-wise, I mean, there are those that live in the valley, great bunch of people.
Sure.
Love going down there, okay? But I'm wondering the impact that this may have on people coming from other parts of the state or country to visit in the valley or to recreate.
Right.
Folks, this is bigger, and it's not that we're trying to turn an outdoor show into a political commentary, but it's impacting us.
Correct.
Okay? And everybody needs to be aware of it. Now, something that we can do, of course, it's going to cost you a little more. Because of fuel prices.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but wildflowers? They're starting to come out. Yeah. It's time for a road trip. And
well, an interesting thing. Like all the snow brought a lot of moisture to the ground.
Yes, it did.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And a couple of things to do. I mean, there's all sorts of chambers of commerce around in areas that really have some beautiful flowers. But when you're driving, and you and I talk about this, when you it says historical marker 1 mile,
right,
and you blow right by it.
Yeah, stop and read it. Oh, I didn't know that.
Stop and read it, or you know, if you're traveling with family, make it a family deal and buy a book called Why Stop.
Ah,
okay, and it has the information. You can find where you are in the book on the road, and as you drive by, it says such and such lived here, or you know, a battle took place here.
Right.
Pretty neat stuff.
Where can I get that book?
Most any bookstore.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Online, maybe?
Maybe online, too.
Why
it seemed
stop?
Like everything.
Okay.
Why stop?
Okay.
Okay. Man, OHIV is on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Just more and more. Two more fish came from this lake, and the Share Lunker program. I read one report, and then it seemed like that comment went away, and the comment was, they were turning away Share Lunkers. The hatchery in Athens was full because of the number of fish that had been caught.
Okay.
And they said, we got all we can handle. Appreciate it. We'll certify you, you know, and do that. But we can't transport it to Athens.
Yeah, because they take a minute. It's a breeding thing.
Yeah.
You know. So what's the count? Anyway, how many fry a year or something like that? I mean, it's millions.
Yeah, it is. And a couple of Share Lunkers from last year that they carried over to this year, they continued to feed.
Right.
And these were like upper 13-pound fish, and they were feeding them like rainbow trout, which is what happens out in California when they grow such big bass.
Okay.
But anyway, these are now bill size bass.
Oh, really?
They're 17 pounders
oh,
now.
Oh, my goodness. So,
I mean, yeah. these are big fish.
Now, something to about the program, because you've been involved for so long, is that a lot of the stuff that's hatched goes back to the lake that the fish came out of?
Yeah, right? Yeah. They kind of divvy it up, but obviously the sow bass mm-hmm. will be returned to the lake. Mm-hmm. As well as a portion of the fry that are hatched, and then they have, you know, other proportions that go to
that's good.
To other programs.
Okay.
But it's pretty neat.
Speaking of stuff, because you and I were talking this week, and it's still ongoing, but that the animal die-off from the freeze mm-hmm. does not seem to be nearly as bad as the first screaming.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what seems to be true is that horned animals... Mm-hmm. Nilgai and black buck.
As opposed to antlered.
As opposed to antlered, right,
okay.
Were impacted. But in talking to a number of game managers, wildlife biologists, and then, you know, Bob Zeglin, as well as the guys at Fortified Cottonseed, mm-hmm. talking to their ranchers, they're saying if there was water and there was feed and there was brush for these animals to brush up, mm-hmm. they did okay.
Okay.
Yeah, yep. They did okay. Those that were squeezing the penny... Uh-huh. You know, and go,
okay.
You know, some of the high fence ranches, I understand, got hit a little harder than the free range herd. Right. So, with that being said, we got critters as hunters, just like we do with pigs. Uh-huh. We've got to manage those free range animals.
Indeed.
Okay.
Speaking of pigs, you've got something coming up, right? The most popular issue of the year for Texas Outdoors Journal.
We're working on the May issue.
You look a little frazzled.
It's just a monthly frazzle.
Yeah.
But yeah, the May issue will go on sale the end of April, mm-hmm. and it will once again have a hog painting.
Right.
Which for years, artists and publishers of art said nobody is interested in hogs. Nobody wants a painting. Well, guess what?
Guess what? Yeah.
You were wrong.
Yeah.
We dedicate all of our hunting, our entire group that puts together hunting-related stories, comes together and got some really neat information. It's. I think the last one was the best, and then the team just tops himself.
Well, and this one, and I'll tease with one of my lines in the mm-hmm. article that I was talking about the pigs, because where a lot of other animals were stressed with the freeze,
mm-hmm.
With the pigs, it was like a week at a ski resort.
Exactly.
another reason to be mad at them.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. All right. Hey, listen, we can talk about this forever, but we have other things to tell you.
Okay.
So y'all do stick around as we'll be right back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 44 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, the trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 44 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and more importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 44 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and it's time for our best bets brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. I can tell you more and more about these people, but working with them on several projects that will appear in the magazine, and they have some really neat, neat products. They've got the Nox line, where you can use it as a monocle, you can use it on a helmet, or you can put it on a rifle.
Ooh.
Okay. Then there's ABM that fits nicely on a lever action rifle that you know I'm using for pig hunting,
which is very interesting. And that's the thing, it gives you 24-hour hunting opportunities, because you can hunt pigs all night long, you can hunt exotics all night long, and of course there's still varmints out there.
Oh, without question. And then you've got Synox, you've got other folks that they've always got new product coming in. There's always something new mm-hmm. coming. And the great thing is not only will they consult with you and give you...
And work with you on your budget.
Right.
Yeah.
But they will also then ship it to you for free.
Oh.
Okay?
I like that.
For more information on Third Coast Thermal, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
And checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, fishing and hunting times this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday as well as Monday will be good days. Tuesday is our best day of the week. Wednesday is another good one. Then Thursday slips to fair, with Friday plunging to poor. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are fair days. This weekend, look for game to be actively feeding from mid to late morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin during the early afternoon hours and continue until late afternoon. By Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and next Saturday, times will have continued to adjust, with game beginning to feed during the mid-afternoon hours, continuing to feed until well into the evening hours after sunset. Next weekend, on Saturday and Sunday, a major time shift occurs, with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise until mid-morning. This Sunday, March the 28th, we will have a full moon. By next Sunday, April the 4th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as Monday, have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Tuesday is a three tide day with two high tides and one low. Wednesday and Thursday each have a double tide schedule. Friday through next Sunday are a trio of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day.
All right, staying on the coast, here's the deal. We mentioned the top of the program, it's springtime in Texas and winds are blowing. That means for the next several weeks, you're going to need to pick your days. You're going to need to watch the weather. You're going to need to use your weather apps to figure out where on the coast you want to fish uh-huh. or where maybe conditions are going to be more favorable. Understand, big body water on the upper coast is going to churn up. Same thing over in southwest Louisiana. More because of the river influences. You hit the mid-coast where you've got protection from the barrier by the barrier islands
yeah.
and the grass beds, and you're going to have better opportunities to fish higher winds speeds. Mm. All right. It's pretty much that simple. Upper coast or wherever you see birds feeding as the shrimp come back into the bays, mm-hmm. It's a good spot. But then also look for activity along shallow shorelines as temperatures warm up.
Very good.
All right. What's going on in our lakes?
I don't know. Oh, okay. Here it is. B.A. Steinhagen. Largemouth bass are great. Still working the delta between the Neches and the Angelina Rivers, and timber with small multicolored worms, shallow crankbaits, and other plastics. Conroe. Largemouth bass are excellent. Hitting all shallow structures and still the Sam Houston Forest on worms and shad imitations. Crappie are good on minnows working man-made structures. Livingston, largemouth bass are good as there is only one pattern currently to fish in under 6 feet of depth. Creeks, vegetation, sand flats are all successful on Carolina rig worm spinners and jigs. Big Lake Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass are good. Not wandering from the Angelina River on spinners, worms, topwater. White bass are fair on minnows moving to some points, especially those with dramatic drops. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs near Lavaca Creek structures. Toledo Bend, black bass are good. With so much vegetation throughout the lake, look for murkier water with shallow depths or island structures with worms dominating. Crappie are excellent in 4 to 6 feet, favoring jigs over minnows. Limestone. Largemouth bass are good on chatterbaits, jerkbaits, spoons, and skirted jigs along creek ledges, near shallow channels, and along shorelines. White bass are good on slabs near the main lake channel in 20 to 35 feet, and in creeks with rooster tails and small swim baits. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs around ledges, brush piles, and submerged timber. Richland Chambers, crappie are good on minnows and jigs on bridge pilings, in brush piles, and timber. Catfish are good on cut bait, punch bait, and night crawlers. Brim are good. Somerville, white bass and hybrids are good with silver spoons, swim baits, and slabs on main lake points, inlets, and creeks. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in brush piles and flooded timber in 12 to 28 feet. Tawakoni, White bass and hybrid stripers are good on swim baits near points and creeks. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs around brush piles, docks, bridge pilings, and main lake bait schools. Texoma. Striped bass are good on swim baits and live shad. White bass are good on swim baits, rooster tails, small crankbaits, and spoons in creek inlets.
All right, heading to South Texas out Del Rio way, where Amistad Reservoir is seeing the strongest spawn that they have seen so far this year. Black bass are plentiful, lurking around 4 to 5 feet of water. Rocky and vegetative structure, including timber or in creeks, is where they're holding. Small worms, crankbaits, and some early topwater action has seen most of the action. Choke Canyon Reservoir, it's rather low, but the bass fishing has been great around submerged vegetation, and fishing in the Frio River is still good with jigs, plastic worms, crankbaits in less than 6 feet of water. Falcon, if you've ever planned to go to Falcon, now is the time.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's just sizzling. Black bass fishing is great in 8 feet of water or less. The dam area, along with Tiger Island, are some popular spots. Crappie fishing is also good. Alan Henry, the star from last year. Black bass fishing's been good on sunny days and with warmer water and vegetation and timber. Crankbaits and spinnerbaits have worked well. And then Ivy, do we need to say it? I mean, the report said black bass are good.
Yeah, really? Yeah. You think?
Yeah. Spawn is in full swing with pairs traveling through shallow water looking for muddy banks and vegetation. And in creeks.
Okay, let's head to the hill country. Buckhannon. Largemouth bass are good with crankbaits, hair jigs, suspended jerkbaits, and craws in shallow water. Striped bass are good along the river channel with live bait and swim baits. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in 12 to 28 feet, fishing docks, timber, and brush piles. Canyon. Striper fishing is excellent along the river channel edge with live bait. White bass are good in creeks and wind-driven points with swim baits, silver spoons, rooster tails. Largemouth bass are good with lizards, crankbaits, craws, finesse jigs, and shaky heads in 2 to 8 feet of water. Smallmouth bass are good on small swim baits, plastic grubs, and small cranks along rock ledges and rocky shorelines. Medina. Black bass are great fishing below 8 feet on worms, topwaters, and bass jigs. The best locations are creek beds, turbid waters, shallow rock structures. Crappie are good in the vegetation on jigs in less than 10 feet. Travis. Largemouth bass are good with crankbaits, football jigs, chatterbaits, lizards, and craws near rock piles, shorelines, and ledges. White bass are good with slabs and swim baits working main lake points and creeks. Crappie are good on minnows and black chartreuse jigs in 11 to 30 feet near docks, brush piles, and rock ledges.
All right. On the hunting scene, I want you to know that this portion of the program is brought to you by Silencer Central. Are you looking for a smarter and easier way of buying your silencer? Well, Silencer Central has created a revolutionary process which silences headaches and hassles. Their process is simple and makes sense. It's a process that begins with paperwork, but without the work, and ends with Silencer Central delivering your silencer right to your front door. Let me tell you, as we come out of the pandemic, or whatever that was that we were dealing with, okay, there's a lot of things that are backed up. And so don't procrastinate. You need to reach out to them because everybody's backed up in the firearm industry right now.
Yes,
okay,
they sure are.
Give them a call. Get your process going. It's going to take some time. There's things underway that have not been passed yet to maybe streamline the process. But, you know, get in line. And then that way, later this summer, come fall, hey, you will be ready to hunt at night during the day quietly.
There you go.
All right. If it sounds too good to be true, learn more about Silencer Central's easy buying process at silencercentral.com or give them a call at 888-988-8179. That's 888-988-8179. Tell them you heard about it on Texas Outdoor News.
Please.
All right. We are at the hunting sequence. Seasons. Spring turkey season in the South Zone has opened and will run through May 2nd. Going on this weekend is the North Zone Youth Only Season. Great time to mentor a child and get out and do some preseason scouting on your own. Starting April 1st through the 30th, the one turkey bag limit in 10 counties, Bastrop, Caldwell, Colorado, Fayette, Jackson, Lavaca, Lee, Matagorda, Milam, and Wharton. Javelina season and the open county with no bag limit squirrel season both run through August 31. All right, Mr. Gunn.
Yes.
On or off the road, electric or fuel?
Fuel on the road rapidly.
Ah,
okay, yeah.
So succinct.
One of the most beautiful cars on the planet, and that's the 2021 Lexus LC500 Coupe. I love two-door coupes anyway. I just always have.
Right.
But this car is so good looking. But it's luxury that is absolutely scary fast. 5-liter V8 pumping out 471 horsepower. Made it to a 10-speed sport direct shift automatic with magnesium paddle shifters, by the way. Rear wheel drive, active sport exhaust, fabulous. Performance brakes, yeah, because it goes fast, but you need to stop fast sometimes. Their big safety system, a pre-collision system, pedestrian detection, all-speed dynamic radar cruise control, intelligent high-beam headlamps, lane keep assist, and more. Heated and ventilated leather trim, 10-way power adjustable seats, power telescoping steering wheel. I mean, leather. Absolutely beautiful. Certainly dual zone climate control AC. Glass roof with sunshade. Blind spot monitor with rear cross traffic alert. Their navigation system connected to a 10.3-inch display. First aid kit in the back, just in case. They have their all-weather package with heated steering wheel, which I really like that, especially when we had those freezes. Nice head-up display. The Mark Levinson 13-speaker surround sound system, the dynamic handling package with 21-inch forged alloy wheels, Torsen limited slip differential, active rear steering, variable gear ratio steering, speed-activated rear wing. Meow. Oh, the carpet mat. There's a mat in the trunk. Just beautiful, quick, gorgeous, great drive, and it can be yours. Not counting TTNL for only $107,095.
Chump change for you.
Chump, yeah, right. Or Bob, as much as we pay Bob, right? Anyway, but just beautiful. I mean, you know, I mean, I always said there ain't no bad Lexus anyway, but just a fabulously beautiful car. Hey, check it out. The 2021 Lexus LC500 Coupe. Oh, 25 miles a gallon on the highway.
They'll save you some money.
There you go. Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going fishing Matagorda way with Captain Tommy Koontz right here on Texas Outdoor News.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. Back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. And listen up, they got a couple of blends for you. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Then they've got the Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend. That's specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. We keep telling you this is the time that bucks start growing new headgear. Antler growth has started. Mama deer still carrying those babies. They're going to be dropping them here in few weeks, months.
Yep.
And they're going to need to be producing milk so that those babies can get up and run to save their behinds. Okay? So well keep put. It out there. Keep it out there. 365, 24/7. And as Harold says, he likes Fortified Cottonseed because
pigs
and raccoons
don't mess with it.
They don't mess with it. Yeah. So, all right, for more information on Fortified Cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. All right, Harold, we got to be serious. Smartest fishing guide on the entire Texas coast is about to join us. Captain Tommy Kuntz, Rice graduate, speak with great reverence when you talk about that fine institution of learning, because he knows
Rudy all. Rudy toot toot. We are the boys from the Institute.
Right. Hey, Tommy, what's going on in Matagorda, man?
Man, I tell you, it's a beautiful day down here.
A little
breezy, but... All that's going to come to an end.
Yeah, well, we've been talking about that. It is that time of the year when Texas, it really does. It gets a little breezy. How do we fish in the wind?
Well, there's a lot of people that hadn't figured that out yet.
You went to Rice.
There's got to be a better explanation.
You got to have a better answer than that.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I said. They hadn't figured it out because they go out with a north wind blowing 25 miles an hour. They go to the south shore line of the bay.
Right.
They don't understand that. You don't go, you don't jump out in front of a freight train just because it's running pretty slow. But, we go up in the river this time of year when we get a lot of strong winds, especially an east type wind. East Matagorda Bay gets blown out pretty easy, but you can go up into the river, the Virgin Channel, and kind of get out of the wind and catch some fish too.
All right, you talk about the river all the time. Give us a feel. I mean, conditions have to be right. It can't be too fresh, can't be too salty. I mean, what are you looking for up the rivers?
Well, it's not so much it can't be too salty because we get redfish and trout up there, flounder. I've got a friend of mine that fishes over here across from my house on the other side of the river, and every weekend he catches blue cats and redfish on finger mullet. And so, but right now the main thing is the water's clear and green. It's not going to produce much longer. Normally, the fish, as the water temperatures warm up in the bay, they'll move back out into the bay. We'll get some redfish up there almost all year round. But the trout, the better trout, speckled trout, they're going to move back out into the bay. And, if you got a southeast wind, we've got plenty of shoreline with protection where you can get up in there and anchor up if you're fishing out of the boat, or if you're a wade fisherman, you got no problem at all. You can throw a topwater one out of sight. It makes you feel like Superman.
Yeah, Tommy, this is Harold. Something we've been talking about for weeks now. What's the reports in your area as far as, the fish kill from the freeze?
Harold, I was very, I was cautiously optimistic that we would come out of this thing better than we did back in 89. 89, we spent almost 6 months or so without catching a trout. We had tournaments that they didn't give away trout trophies because nobody brought a legal trout in. But we came out of this really, really good compared to what we, you know, what the fish experienced. And I think part of that was the fact that we had some colder weather to kind of get them moving to deeper, warmer water prior to the real bad weather. But we're seeing, like in the river at night, we've got a lot of people that turn lights on to these houses up here at Selkirk, and they're catching the heck out of speckled trout in the river. And the bays are starting to produce. Of course, the wind, you know, March is one of those months that if you're a purist and fish nothing but artificial and you're out there drifting East Matagorda Bay, you're going to catch a few fish, but the live shrimp works a whole lot better this time of the year. As we get those water temperatures to come back up and the water kind of clears a little bit, then the artificial is the way to go.
Okay.
And we're real, real close to, I mean, I say we're close. We can catch fish on topwaters right now, but as we get on into April and we get the water temperature up around 70 degrees, you're going to see a lot more activity.
Gotcha.
The bottom line is we do have fish. We weren't hurt as bad as we thought we were going to be. We lost some fish, but we lost a lot of bait fish. You know, they said that Parks and Wildlife estimated 3.8 million fish died. Well, a lot of those were fin fish, little piggy perch, and little croakers, and small trout, and small fish. We found some. We did find some big trout that didn't make it, but they were in real shallow areas and just kind of got trapped. You know, where they couldn't get to the deep water fast enough.
All right. Listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program. We need to take a break. So, Tommy, if you would, hang on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll be back more with knowledge from Tommy Kuntz out in Matagorda, Texas, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Stephen Ebling. I'm a fifth-generation farmer. My family has farmed and run cattle on the same piece of ground for over 120 years. We raise Black Angus cattle, and then we grow cotton, wheat, cucumbers, and seed millet. You just get up and go to work, and you never finish. The nice thing about Capital Farm Credit is it's rooted in agriculture. When I call and I say, hey, I need this done, it's a matter of minutes, not a matter of days or weeks. We're doing our part, and together, we will get there.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Today we're visiting with Captain Tommy Kuntz, Tommy's guide service out of Matagorda Bay. MatagordaFishing.com is his website. And coming up April 14th through the 18th at the George R. Brown Convention Center, Tommy's going to be there sharing information with folks at his booth as well as seminars. Do you know when your seminar is, Tommy?
I've got a seminar on Wednesday, I think around 6 o'clock.
Okay.
6 o'clock. I'm not really sure. And then I've got another one Saturday morning around 11 o'clock.
Okay. We've got the seminar lineup and we'll be giving that, but it's always, really packed when Tommy is expounding all the knowledge that he has. Now, before we proceed, you were talking about all the bait fish that had, died due to the freeze. Does that mean there's going to be less forage for our game fish? Does that mean maybe fishing will be a little easier or match the hatch? What do we do?
I think what's going to happen is what's happened here right after the freeze is these fish are looking for something to eat, and it's a little easier, especially redfish, it's easier catching them.
Okay.
I think you can go all up and down the coast and see that the redfish has really come on real strong since the freeze. But this time of the year, you don't see the bait activity like you do when the water warms up above 70.
Right.
You know, we'll start seeing some schools of mullet and shrimp. But, you know, we've had shrimp at the bait camp, so those shrimp must have mudded down during that thing. And we're able to, the bait camps here have been able to pick up some shrimp, and I think they've got them in over Port O'Connor, too. Now.
All right. Well, you always want to fish the surf, and I know we're still a few weeks off from that turning on, but when can we look for that? And do you adhere to the theory that the trout that live in the Gulf don't go into the bays? I mean, that's kind of resident fish that stay in the Gulf of Mexico?
Well, I think they probably, if you talk to a biologist about this, and I've talked to a few biologists, I think what happens is you'll see them in the surf, the ones that are where they can get in and out. You'll see some of those moving in. Trout are going to follow the follow the forage. They're going to follow they're going to be looking for an easy meal. So if they get a bunch of bait in the surf, then sure, they're going to be in the surf. But I think that, I think that they can move in and out as long as they're in the surf and in the summertime and there's plenty of for them to eat, and there's no reason for them to move too far.
Gotcha. All right. We're talking about the wind, and beating the wind this time of year. And I've gotten lazy. I've gotten old. I'll admit it. I kind of stay in the boat. But still, the best way to beat the wind is to get out and, as Harold says, get in amongst them, right?
That's right. I mean, you can fish in 25-mile-an-hour winds if you've got some protection from, like for us, from the Matagorda Peninsula, and get up in. And this time of the year, I usually, if I'm wade fishing, I start off mainly down in West Matagorda Bay. But I'll start working up in tight, close to the shoreline early, throwing topwaters and seeing if I can get something to bust that. And, there's... When you're up close to the shoreline, you don't have a big wave action or anything like that, and so you can kind of move around. And but it's a way that it's a whole lot easier than trying to drift fish and mark fish and come back and get on them or anchor up and the water banging against the boat and scare them off.
Sure,
a lot of people don't understand why you'd run a $50,000-$60,000 boat, go down to the bay, throw the anchor, drop the power pole, throw the anchor out, and get out of it. I've always done that because I look good in a better boat. So if you look prosperous, maybe people think you are, and they'll fish with you.
I still want Harold to come wade fish
with
us, right?
I've had some guys that I had to look up to Harold wade fishing with me before. Mary used to get on to me about getting out in chest deep water and catching fish, and my customers couldn't get out there with me. So I kind of assess who I'm with, and we kind of take the water that they can handle.
There you go.
Yeah, just put me in an inner tube, float me out there.
Hey, Harold, I can do you like my son when he was about 7-8 years old. Yeah. I had one of those float tubes, and I tied him to me and drug him all over.
That's it.
All over the base, And yeah, he caught plenty of fish.
I'll go for that.
Yeah, but Harold will start whining.
They've got these Mike Mosley, late Mike Mosley, when he used to fish with me, he was a good bit shorter than I was, and he talked about getting those sheetrock stilts and wearing those out there so you could fish where I was. And then he talked about dragging a stool around and standing on it when I found the fish.
There you go.
That works out.
We could figure something out for you.
All right, let's talk about the water levels. Have we seen our spring tides come in yet, or are they still coming?
No, we've had enough of these. Like this past week, we've had some pretty strong north winds, and it's pushed a lot of the water out. But we're going to start seeing that. Where we are, if we get east or southeast winds that are pretty strong, it pushes the water back in for us. And when you have one of these fronts come in, it kind of knocks it back down, so... That's what we're going to see in the next few weeks as we get on, get on into April. I think we're going to start seeing the better tides and I was out in West Bay a week ago and wanting to take my boat up into some of the drains and stuff and fish. I didn't have enough water to get up to the bank. My boat was running nothing.
Right.
So, but we're going to start seeing that in the next few weeks. Everybody wants spring to get here a whole lot quicker than it's going to. You just have to kind of sit back and wait on it,
I got you. Well, what about Tommy Kuntz's famous glass minnow hatch in the spring? Is that going to happen this year, you think?
Something, Bill, I hope for it every year, because if you've ever fished the glass minnows in the spring, you want it to happen like 365 days out of the year.
Right.
And I don't know what's happened over the years, There's a lot of things that have changed in our bays, but we'll get some glass minnows, but we haven't had the thousands and thousands of them that come in with the fish flying through the air trying to eat them like we had back in, I'd say the last time we had a really, really good deal was back in the early 90s,
Right.
And it's unbelievable when you see it, but, when you're running down the bay in the spring of the year, you start looking, if you see a whole bunch of pelicans and seagulls working the water, then there's probably some glass minnows coming in there.
Okay.
Normally, it was a late afternoon, just before dark type thing, But I've caught them in the morning, you know, found glassmen's working in pockets in the morning. See, it's a whole deal. The whole thing is when you're running through the bay, keep your eyes open to look around you and see what's going on. And if you see something like a bunch of birds working, you've got to figure there's something underneath them. You know, they're not just practicing.
Good point. Listen, all right. Well, listen, let me move real quick because we got a minute before we run out of time. When do triple tail start to show up?
I usually go out and look for them sometime around the end of April.
Okay.
And what I say is normally what we do is Mary and I'll take Mary with me because she's my fisherman. And we just go out there and see if we can catch one or two, and it tells me that they're starting to move in. But they get in a lot more solid as you get into May and on into June, you know. And, of course, they're here pretty much all summer long. And a lot of people don't realize this, but we've caught them as late as, you know, last week in October. And it just depends on the water temperature. They'll stay until the water temperature starts dropping and getting colder, and then they'll all take off. But I've seen triple tail in the bay in November before. Even caught a couple one year in East Bay in December.
Wow. Okay.
I think their GPS was out, and everybody left them, and they said, where'd the rest of the boys go?
All right.
But, it's all summer type deal, but it'll start happening here pretty solid once we get into May.
Sounds good. All right. Tommy Kuntz, website, matagordafishing.com. What's the phone number we can give you a call to book a trip?
281-450-4037.
And let me tell you what, if you think it's fun listening to him on the radio show, get with him. The guy's a hoot and a heck of a fisherman. Lots of fun. Tommy, appreciate you being our guest today.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Tommy. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12. And there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News, and each week that comes with a deal.
Indeed it does, my friends. Hybrid Light, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, more. The Mighty Mammoth work light is the best on the planet. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, not just the sun, any light source, and miraculously they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, they can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com, and at checkout, just add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that is 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com. Check out the calendar. April 3, West Bay Blackjack Tournament fundraiser and crawfish boil at West End Marina in Galveston. That benefits the Texas Parks and Wildlife Sea Center, Texas. For entry and reservations, visit fisheastend.com.
West End.
How about fishwestend.com? Thank you. Third, Texas Hill Country Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet in Georgetown. For tickets, visit rmef.org. April 3-16, spring turkey season, North Zone, 101 counties. For information, check out your Texas Parks and Wildlife information, and they'll let you know where it is, okay? Go hunting in your new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means. I want to thank our guest today, Captain Tommy Koontz, Tommy's Guide Service in Matagorda, matagordafishing.com, or give him a call at 281-450-4037. Next week, we're going to continue fishing, but Texas Parks and Wildlife Inland Fisheries Director Craig Bonds.
Outstanding.
He's going to be our guest. Yeah.
Okay, check our website out, friends, texasoutdoornews.com. If you go, what'd they say? We archive all of our shows up there, so click on listen to our show, and there it is. Also, you can catch us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, iHeart, iTunes, and on Facebook, like us. That just helps build the audience and spread the word about what's going on in the great state of Texas, okay? Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So whether you're on the water or out there in the field, friends, be safe so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.